case, please.
Thank you. The first application on tonight's agenda is case 11628. James L. Coxton seeks variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks. Sections 115-42B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Quillen Road, approximately 183 feet south of Canal Drive. The 911 address is 20590 Quillen Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 36. Staff received 7 mail returns, no letters in support, 1 letter in opposition. Specifically, the letter in opposition states that they believe they were a property owner within 200 feet, and the development has always been a gem in the midst of all other complexes, and that they have crammed as many units that they could fit on the property, and they enjoy the green space and open space, and reducing the side yard and front yard setbacks would allow for a reduction in the amount of green space for the development. So they also have concerns about the number of units allowed and that would result in more traffic in the development. This is not a proposed new development. It is an existing house. So some of these concerns are not pertinent to this application. So specifically, and that was Linda Lodakis, is my best guess at pronouncing the last name, on West Drive. Specifically, the application is requesting a 1-foot variance for the side for the porch, a 1.8-foot variance for the front for the house, a 6-foot variance for the HVAC system on the side, a 2.5-foot variance for the side for the house, a 0.8-foot variance for the steps. They were granted a variance in 2005 for 2.3-foot for variance for the side. However, it was built 0.2 feet closer towards the setback, so the side yard for the house is requested as 2.5. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, and Weidman. I represent the applicant, James Coxton, who has applied for several variances this evening. Mr. Coxton is in attendance this evening on behalf of this application, and I will have him sworn in at the very end.
Okay.
Mr. Coxton acquired the property on March 3rd of 2005 while he was under contract to purchase the property. On January 11th of 2005, he applied for a 2.3-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet in order to construct the dwelling that exists on the property today. The variance was approved by the board on March 7th of 2005, and the written decision of the board was issued on April 26th of 2005. As a result of the 2005 variance, the required side yard setback is 7.7 feet. Following the approval of the 2005 variance, Mr. Coxton did obtain the necessary approvals, permits, to construct the dwelling that is the subject of this application. A certificate of compliance was issued by the county on October 2nd, 2006, and as a result, Mr. Coxton believed that the improvements were in compliance with the zoning code. He did not become aware of the setback violations until he entered into a contract to sell the property, and the buyers, John and Marina Branner, obtained a new survey, which was prepared by Cotton Engineering, on June 30th of 2015. Upon receipt of the survey, Mr. Coxton promptly filed for variances in order to bring the property into compliance. At this juncture, since there is an existing 2.3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement, it appears that we need an additional 0.2 variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet, so the total is 2.5 feet. We also need a 6-foot variance on that same side for the HVAC. We need a 1.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the dwelling, and I have it as a 0.42 variance for the front steps in order to allow the steps to encroach 5.42 feet into the front yard setback as opposed to only 5 feet. We also need a 1-foot variance for the side porch as well. This property is unique in size and shape. As you can see on the survey, it is a narrow lot, and it has a slanted, kind of angled rectangular shape. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property. The variances are necessary at this point in order to enable the reasonable use of the property. There is no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code. The dwelling has been in its current location without issue since 2006. And in order to bring the property into compliance, we'd have to remove part of the side of the house, the screen porch, the steps, the HVAC, and the porch on the other side. And again, they have been in their current location since 2006 without any complaints and received a certificate of compliance. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by Mr. Coxton. He did obtain the necessary approvals and permits for the construction of the dwelling and did rely upon the county's certificate of compliance that it was in compliance with the zoning code. He had no idea that it was not in compliance. It wasn't until receipt of the Cotton Survey this year that he became aware of the encroachments. And again, he promptly filed for these variances to bring the property into compliance. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will they be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the dwelling has been in its current location since 2006. They will also not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of any adjoining property or adjacent property. Mr. Coxton has received no complaints, I guess, other than that letter that was submitted in opposition. The variances do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modifications of the regulations in issue. At this point in time, I would like your permission to have Mr. Coxton sworn in so that he can provide testimony.
That would be fine.
Thank you. If you were to come right over here, Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Coxton, 18919 Muncie Branch Road, Riverwood, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Can you please state your name for the record?
James Coxton.
And you have applied for the variances that we have requested this evening?
I have.
You heard my presentation to the board this evening?
I did.
Is it your opinion that those representations were true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Is there any additional information that you would like to present to the board for their consideration?
No.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Based on the record and the presentation this evening, we do request that the board approve the variances as requested. And, of course, we're available for any questions that you may have.
All right. Well, we'll see. Are there any questions from members of the board? I'm going to start with you first, Mr. Rivers.
When was certificate of compliance issued?
It was issued.
I think you said it, but I forgot.
It was issued on October 2nd, 2006. And I do have a copy of it if you'd like.
You do have a copy? I just wanted to make sure your client had a copy for his records. So they did issue a CO based on, a certificate of compliance based on this survey or another survey?
This survey was just done in 2015, June 30th of this year.
Okay, all right. So there was a problem there. And
correct.
That's how you're here tonight.
Exactly.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Rutherford?
When the original variance was requested, was that for existing buildings or a proposed building that was built?
Proposed building.
Okay. And since that time, was there any additions or modifications to?
No, the building is the way it was. The building is the way it was originally planned, built.
Okay, built, so the original there's nothing. Plan. There was nothing modified since the 2005 variance, right?
No modifications or no additions added.
Thank you.
And have you contacted all your neighbors or neighbors in that area?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think the county. County.
Yes, the notice was given to all persons within 200 feet.
Thank you.
Property owners.
Sure. Ms. Burton, do you have a copy of the that CO?
I do.
If you can just give it down to Ms. Cornwell. That's all I have.
Do you just need one?
Yeah, whatever you've got. You can. I mean, if there's multiple copies, you can send them down as well.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Would you like to come up and speak in favor, sir? Can you please come up?
Oh, I'm in favor.
Oh, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11628 based on the testimony and the standards for granting a variance were approached by the applicant, and of course a certificate of compliance was issued by the county, so that pretty much tells you the story that the applicant thought they were in compliance at all, you know, up until this point. So having said that, I would say the uniqueness of the property, of course, is the shape of the property. I think you can see that by the drawing that is in front of us tonight, the survey. Also the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's the CC, in other words, was issued by the county, and he thought he was in compliance all this time. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11628. Again, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rick?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11628 is approved. Okay. Next case, please.